Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Thing takes him by surprise. God says, hey, go here, and I have commanded that the ravens will feed thee there. It was funny. My son didn't even know I was going to speak on this, but he was telling me this week how smart ravens are. They actually even can talk. I didn't even know that. But we see here, God is commanding these ravens to feed Elijah in the midst of the wilderness where there's a famine going on. I want you to know right now that it doesn't matter what's going on, God will provide. In the midst of a famine, he has got the birds, these ravens, feeding Elijah. Now, I think an interesting note here is that these ravens fed him morning and evening. Boy, I tell you, I think we ought to get back to God's plan. You know, God, in other words, he ate twice a day. You know, we're eating three, four, five times a day. That's probably why we're all overweight. But I think God is telling us something here, is that he has provided for Elijah in the midst of the famine. And the interesting thing, look what the ravens brought him. Look at verse 6. And the ravens brought him bread and fish in the morning. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm like, where are these guys getting this bread from? Where are they getting these fish? I mean, or this flesh? We don't know what the meat was, but we know that God provided whatever it was. And Elijah, knowing that God said was going to do it, he received of the bread and the flesh, and he drank from the brook. Man, did God provide for him? I want you to think about that. If God can provide for Elijah in the wilderness with wildlife, with ravens, what can he provide for you? And I like this. God said he had commanded the ravens. Even wildlife obey him. Why not us? He's commanded us and told us to do some things, and we won't do what he tells us to do. But these birds, Elijah, all did what God told them to do. Wow. I'm telling you, you need to study those verses there, because God tells us a lot there. Elijah is obedient by going to the king. That's telling him some bad news. The king was out to kill him. God directs Elijah this place of safety, and he prepares a place for him, and the ravens feed him. He's drinking from the brook. He's eating twice a day. Man, I'm telling you, God will provide. But I want to move on here. Look at verse 7. Boy, I tell you, pay attention to verse 7, please. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. I know you're saying, uh-oh, God got them over there. Now the brook has dried up. But I'm here to tell you that when God has you in a place, sometimes it's temporarily. He will take care of you right where you are, but then there's a time to go. And that time to go is when it's dead, when it's dried up. Boy, I tell you, I want you to think about this in your life. When that brook has dried up, there was no more life-sustaining water there, and it was time for him to move. Look at verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, and which belong to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Goodness gracious Allah. Man, don't miss it. The brook had ran dry. That did not take God by surprise. He had already prepared a place for Elijah. And I want you to pay attention here.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.